Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the passage from Isaiah that we're focusing on these Wednesday evenings, Isaiah begins by announcing the good news: to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And then in the remainder of the passage, Isaiah answers for us the question, what child is this? And tonight we consider what is perhaps the most profound part of Isaiah's answer to that question. He's saying that this child is in fact our mighty God. In the seventh chapter of Isaiah, the prophet had said that a virgin would conceive and would give birth to a son, and would call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And now, two chapters later, Isaiah returns to his discussion of this promised son, and he affirms that he had indeed meant exactly what he had said, that this son who would be given to us would indeed be Emmanuel, God with us. This child who would be born to us would be our mighty God. 2 weeks from now, we will be celebrating the birth of a child. But to truly appreciate why that birth is so worth celebrating, we need to take to heart just who this child is and what the real significance of his birth is. That when this child was born, the Creator himself was coming into his creation and making it his home. That when this child is born, the one who gives life to every man was himself becoming a man. And so on that first Christmas, it was the very one who made all creatures great and small, who was there lying and resting in an animal's feeding trough. When that child then looked up at the stars in the sky, the one looking up at those stars was the very one who in the beginning had created those stars with his words, "Let there be." And when the young mother Mary held her firstborn son in her arms, it was in fact her Lord and her God whom she was cradling. John describes all of this at the beginning of his gospel by putting it this way. John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." That God, in fact, became man. That the eternal living Word, in fact, became flesh and made his home among us. Is an amazing thing to try to wrap our minds around. And even more amazing than that is why he did it. To borrow some words from the hymn that we just sang, it was so nail and spear could pierce him through, so the cross could be borne for me, for you, that the Word was made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary. In other words, our Lord was born for us so that he could die for us. And we needed him to do that for us more than we can even say. By our sin, by our offenses against all that is good and right and holy, we had incurred a debt that we could never repay. We had dug ourselves into a hole that we could never climb our way out of. And we had earned a sentence that it would take eternity to serve. And so we desperately needed someone to come to us and rescue us, to save us from what we had gotten ourselves into, to redeem us. And only Jesus Christ, as true God and true man, could do all of that for us. Being truly human, he could offer his life in our place. And being truly God, the life that he offered would be a perfectly pure and holy sacrifice. Being truly human, he could pay the debt that man had incurred and therefore man had to pay. And being truly God, the payment that he made, the payment of his own life, would be valuable enough, be infinitely valuable, in fact, would be valuable enough that it would be great enough to cover the full debt of all people of all time. And that is why this child was born for us. That is why this son was given to us. And that is why his birth is so worth celebrating. Because we know just who this child is and why he came to us. One of the best summaries of all this, and one of the best answers to the question, what child is this, is found in some words that many of us learned from Luther's Small Catechism, back maybe in our confirmation days, in Luther's explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, where he says, "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. Amen." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.